I'm Michael James. Even though Canada Day is still several months away, planning for the big event in the city of Timmins has begun. A $100,000 budget has been approved by council. That includes the return of activities to Hollinger Park and fireworks. Mayor Michelle Boileau says Canada's birthday is going to be big this year, as from coast to coast, because pride is at an all-time high. She adds the city wants to host an event with something for everyone and give local groups and organizations the opportunity to participate. Applications to get involved in Canada Day will be available as of Monday on the City of Timmins website. You have until tomorrow to cast your ballot in the advanced poll for next Thursday's provincial election. Voter registration cards were sent in the mail and received at some homes. The cards indicate the riding, polling station location, and what time you can go to cast your ballot. Candidates across the region have made the most of the short time available to meet constituents and learn about the issues that are important to them. Highway safety and the lack of doctors are among the topics being discussed during door-to-door canvassing, as well as meet and greets. There's a full field of names in each of the three ridings in our broadcast region. You can visit our website to learn more about the provincial election. Canada has listed seven international drug cartels as terrorist organizations, one of the steps demanded by U.S. President Donald Trump to crack down on the supply of fentanyl. Federal Public Safety Minister David McGuinty says the groups qualify because they spread fear among local populations by using extreme violence. The Federal Finance Department has also announced new partnerships with law enforcement agencies and Canada's big banks to share money laundering and organized crime intelligence. About 0.2% of all fentanyl brought into the U.S. comes from Canada. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock dropped a 7-2 decision to the first-place Greater Sudbury Cubs in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League action last night. Next up for the Rock is a date with the Iroquois Falls Storm Sunday at 2 p.m. at McIntyre Arena. That game against the Rock is the Storm's lone one on the weekend.